when you're deceived, you're deceived. It's really scary. This whole concept of deception is very scary. Because there's a whole slew of people who end up in heaven going, Lord, Lord, didn't I prophesy? Didn't I cast out demons? Didn't I? And he says, away from me, you work of iniquity. I don't know you. Totally self-deceived and yet thinking they're doing spiritual things. That's very, very frightening. If you want a reality check. The Bible says, you'll know if you know him, you'll know him by the fruit. Fruit is very important. Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, long-suffering, patience. I mean, those cannot be counterfeited. There's little things that look kind of close, like happy instead of joy. But they're really, you know when you're around a person who's got something real that gets them through the hard stuff. And so you're going to have to become one of those people who has something real that gets you through the hard stuff. And let go of all the fake stuff that you've grabbed onto. To not be rejected and to not feel like there's something wrong with you. Now, this is a line upon line teaching. When it comes out, you can get it all. But there's also a lot more teaching back there. Because if anybody's been here for a while, this all really builds on it. So this is really line upon line. Here's how I want to explain what I've seen about rejection. Then we're going to look at some scriptures. All right. What we've been doing lately is we've been taking the good stuff from the tree of good, real gifts, things you like about yourself. Okay? Things you like about yourself that God gave you, and some of them are just a perversion in your thinking that they're even good when they're not, such as being tough and bad, you know? God's not going to put that in there, but you might put that in there because it's all you could hold on to. That's why people are into gangs. All right, but whatever those things are, especially gifts and talents and spiritual gifts and personality and looks, and it can be whatever. And you really know, if you get really real, what those things are. Intelligence is a big one. Intellect, woo, that's way up there. If I can't be, you know, if I'm smarter than everybody else, then I can prove that I'm worth having around. If I'm prettier than everybody else, then at least guys might want me around. Or, you know, vice versa, if you're a guy with girl thing. Do you see what I'm saying? It's the thing you grab onto to get your identity. It's the thing you grab onto to get your identity. Why? Because you don't want your identity to be over there where you were rejected. You don't want your identity to be in you're stupid, you're lazy, you're no good, you're not as pretty as your sister, you're not as smart as your brother, you'll never do anything right, what's wrong with you? Critical, 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 critical. I mean, sometimes they don't have to say anything. Slap you upside the head, obviously you get the picture that you're not wanted. Or here, or divorce. Why did they leave? Must be my fault. Satan uses all these things. We're not going to go back and all that. But over here, under condemnation, in the house, the bad, evil house where you feel so bad, you can't stand that. You can't stand feeling like that, that critical thing that comes at you and at you and at you and tells you who you are and what you are and what you can't do that Satan has orchestrated in your life. Okay? You can't stand that. So, you come out of that and you begin to try to find things that will make you feel better about yourself. Let me find things that will make me feel better about myself. Let me find things that make me feel better about myself. Okay? Now, every single thing that truly can be used to make you feel better about yourself, I'm not talking where there's a perversion. There's really a perversion with gangs. There's really a perversion with some of the stuff. But the real stuff, like, you know, like your education, like your artistic talents, like your moving in the spiritual gifts, like your could be your looks, especially in our culture, like even your race, even your gender, things that were really given to you by God, but you grab onto those things for identity. Okay, our identity is to be in Christ. That is the whole idea of dying to self and being born again. When I accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I no longer want to be the person eating of the tree of good or the tree of evil for my own purposes. I let go of all that, and now all of a sudden I'm supposed to be completely content in that God died for me, He loves me, and He is accepting me. I'm accepted in the Beloved. But if you've had a lot of rejection, you don't really feel that. If you've had a lot of rejection, You can embrace that. You actually take your new spiritual walk, your new revelation that you're a Christian, and you actually can put it in this house of good that you're building with rejection under it. And that can open you up to party spirit, false religious spirit. It can open you up to using your gifts for people to like you, for ministering for the purpose of being seen instead of ministering because you have God's heart. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's all these different levels of all this. But the bottom line is what's been happening. I've been trying by the Holy Spirit, to go in and plunder this house that you've built. And so have everybody's written out their good things and their list. So we can basically move the truck over there. You know, God wants to get a moving truck in there. He wants to move out all the good stuff and tear down the house that you built to feel better about yourself and take all the good stuff over and put it in the house the Holy Spirit's building. Whoa, the master builder. He's building that in you, okay? He wants your singing talent for his glory, not for your self-esteem. He wants your intellect or your education and your brain power. He wants it over here for his purposes and not your glory. He wants your gifting to build houses. He wants your gifting in business. He wants your gifting in hospitality. He wants your, even what gender you are, what race you are, whatever thing about you that he gave you, even your looks. He wants all of those things over here in the house he's building so the Holy Spirit can use that to draw people, to give you a sphere of influence so that, you know, God can use all those things. You wouldn't believe that some of you who would think of yourself as ugly, God can use you to minister to people who are so against people who they think are pretty that you could have an influence that other people couldn't have. And God doesn't see anybody as ugly or pretty. That's all the perversions in the world and the way we see things based on Satan and what he's done with vanity. But do you understand what I mean? Same with gender. Same with color. Same with anything. Age. So what God wants to say is be complete in me and then let me take all these things that I've given you and even show you things you don't even know are there and let me breathe life on them for my purposes and my glory so that the things that I want accomplished on the earth can be accomplished. Okay. But there's a scripture. This is kind of what brought all this up. Where's the scripture in Matthew about the strong man and not messing with his house? Matthew 12. Yes. Okay. Matthew 12 verse 29. How is anyone able? Okay. Matthew 12, 29. How is anyone able to enter the house of the strong one and plunder his goods if he does not first bind the strong one, and then he can plunder his house? That's a spiritual law. So the reason why we've been doing this for some people, there hasn't been a breakthrough, is because we haven't gone in and bound up that strong man. And that's what we want to do tonight. That's what we want to do tonight. Tonight we want to deal with rejection, bind it up, get the goods out and put them where they belong, where the Holy Spirit can breathe life on them for the glory of God, and then go back, tear down that house that rejection built, bring healing to that hurt you that's stuck under there. You're like in the foundation of this thing. And to the degree that you built your house strong, and to the degree that you bought the lies about being so horrible and rejected and terrible, to the degree that Satan played a number on you and you bought it, is to the degree that you're bound. So for some people, it's a house of cards. For some of you, it's a castle with a foundation in concrete. And we're going to dig you out of there, bring healing to you, and dynamite the place. Okay? So that's why you can't compare yourselves to one another. You can't judge by someone else. Some of you, really, Satan did a number on, okay? And if he did a number on you, you're going to have to do a real number on keeping that devil bound and not releasing him and believing his lies. Now, if we bind up the spirit, but you still believe what he's saying is true, he's not bound. So before you can bind him up, now we're not casting him out yet. We're binding him up. And I want you to get a picture of binding. Binding is the angels of God going down to the very foundation of that house with, chains and wrapping them around and around and around rejection, wrapping them around rejection, wrapping them around rejection, putting that big ball on there, locking it, and he can't move. putting a gag in his mouth. A gag in his mouth. Now, if you bind him, you got to keep him bound. All right? Whoa. So if he starts trying to talk, you need to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, devil. So when the devil says, well, it's for everybody, but in the name of Jesus, I want you to get so good at spiritual warfare that the devil doesn't even finish his thought before you bind him. Do you know that is real warfare? That's true. Because before I got as free as I am now, especially like after my daughter died, it was every minute of the day for a while that I had to take authority over what the devil wanted to tell me. And if I start to tell somebody what the devil is telling me, I'm actually verbalizing it and empowering it. God wants you to get so good at it that when the devil goes, you already know that's not your thought. You already know it's not the Holy Ghost. And you automatically say, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. I cast down that imagination. Just shut up. You can even get so good where you will not allow your mind to open up and even take that thought and process it. Okay? Now, we got a lot of hurt people here who just want a magic formula for getting free, and it's not happening, okay? Because God wants you to know how to do warfare. He wants you to know how to take authority. He wants you to know how to bind spirits, and he wants you to learn that you can do this on your own all the time until you get that thing so weak you can cast it out. But what you do is you come in and you think we can bind that thing when you've been feeding it and feeding it and feeding it. You've got to fast some of them before they'll come out. The Bible says some only come out by fasting and prayer. This spirit of rejection, I believe with all my heart, only comes out by fasting and prayer. What do you fast? You fast listening to it. You fast agreeing with it. You fast everything it says. You speak truth. Jesus, when he is tempted to believe the lies of the devil, Jesus says, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. Do you know the word rejection is not even in the Bible? Because God doesn't even acknowledge it. God talks about acceptance. Now, Jesus was despised, and some translations say, and rejected. But rejection is more, rejection really is despised. You feel like you are hated. And to the degree that you feel like you are hated and nobody wants you around and you're a bother, to the degree that the enemy made you feel despised is to the place where you have to understand that Jesus Christ walked through that to set you free. And you better start believing what Jesus did counts for you. Because without doing that, you're double-minded. And the Bible is very clear, and Satan knows these laws. God can give nothing to a double-minded man. Nothing. Nothing. God can give, you will not grow in your walk with God. You will not get to enter into the presence of God. You will not get to move in the gifts of the Spirit. You will not get, the Bible says, to even what you've been given can be taken away if you don't increase. And that's in the parable of the talents. This is serious stuff. Okay? So what's God asking you to do? He's asking you to quit agreeing with the devil. How many times have we preached this? This is basic baby Christianity. You have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. The seed of the Holy Spirit has gone inside of you. And you are born again. And you need to choose to not care what your intellect is saying and bind up reasoning and believe what God says about you, no matter what things feel like, no matter what things look like, and no matter what people do. And you need to stay there and stay there and stay there till you finally have the light bulb that God means you. Okay? But rejection, if rejection is underneath the foundation of your spirituality, the enemy is going to constantly bring to you, you're being rejected. Well, you didn't enter in the presence of God. You don't get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, you don't have this, or you don't do that, or you can't preach like this, or you can't do that. And you live with rejection still making you feel like your spirituality isn't enough. And some people actually embrace a counterfeit anointing to try to fit in. And that's that party spirit you see all over. But there are people who you see what they have, but you don't want it. You don't like what's in their life. You don't like the fruit in their life. It turns you off and it's weird. Well, don't judge them. there was a strong spirit of rejection that wasn't dealt with when they got saved. But there's a lot of people who have real spirituality. Jordan and I were talking about this. But if you have rejection underneath that, even though the spirituality comes from the Holy Ghost and being born again, but if there's rejection that you've put that room in, let's say, you know, here's this room of spirituality. I'm born again. I'm moving the gifts of spirit. God's showing me these things. I'm hungry. I'm teachable. And now you got this room of spirituality, all right? But instead of building it, letting the Holy Spirit put it where it belongs in the house he's building in you, you've gone and you've allowed it to come in where the enemy's building in you because you're going to use it. I'm going to go into that room whenever I get around church people and I'm going to prophesy. Or I'm going to shake and manifest, or I'm going to speak in tongues, or I'm going to preach, or I'm going to have a word. Do you see what I'm saying? So your motive is, I'm going in that room so they'll know how spiritual I am, so they'll love me or accept me. Okay? Now, does that mean every single time? No. All of us have something real going on with the Holy Ghost too. So the Holy Spirit really does have a real room of spirituality that he's got in there. Okay? So there are times when the Holy Spirit really leads you to get up and share a word. Now, you're going to be in confusion if you got this room in two houses. Do you know what I'm saying? Because what's going to happen if you got this room in two houses? The minute that the Holy Spirit says, okay, I really want you to go up and share this. And you're sitting there saying, oh God, I really want it to be you. And you're fast in anything to get attention. And you really want it to be God. And it's really hard for you to go up. Do you know what I'm saying? And then you come up and you're like sweating and everything. Oh God, you know. And then you share and you're so thankful because somebody recognizes that was God. And then you go sit back down. And then right away, that devil who's still in charge of a room of spirituality, he comes up and he says, you just did that for attention. Nobody cares about what you have to say. They're just being nice to you. How many know what I'm talking about? Only a few? Oh, good. Everybody said, no, my hand was slow because I was into two rooms and I couldn't figure out which one I was at. I didn't have time to run back to the right room yet. See, we want these houses all down, but the one that God's building, the master builder, okay? But that's up to you. To number one, begin to recognize this. Know the schemes of the enemy. And do not allow any activity to go on over in the house that's built on rejection. But let the activity that's being built by the Holy Spirit in you grow and grow and grow. Get that house strong so that that's where the strong man is. Get that house strong. Because what we want to do is we want to bind up the spirit of rejection. And we want to see the house that God is building in you get strong and strong and strong. And then it's going to be real easy to wipe out the other house. Now, some of you just had the thought already, well, I don't even think there is a real house being in me. Well, that's a lie. And that's the kind of lie you need to cast down. And then you're like, well, yeah, but I don't speak in tongues yet, or I haven't gotten drunk in the Holy Ghost. Folks, the kingdom of God is not all speaking in tongues and getting drunk in the Holy Ghost and manifestations. What about the Word of God that you're reading? What about the ministry of talking to other people and telling your testimony? What about the people who've gotten saved because of your testimony? What about the people whose lives have changed? What about your children, how their lives has changed? Do not discredit what God is doing for real in your life, because there's other areas that you have bondage in or you haven't been set free in. Because what you're really saying to God is, none of this is real. And that is such a slap in the face of the cross and of the Holy Spirit who's in there trying to make you stronger and stronger and stronger in who you are in Christ.